Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions. I've got stock market answers. Tap in. Catch me on IG at Ask Blanks. And we're back. You are tuned in to another episode of the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are wrapping up the top 15 reopening plays, an article we found out here on Insider Monkey via Yahoo Finance by Vardar Gill. And this one is very interesting. Been getting a lot of positive and insightful feedback, to say the least, on some of these plays, because this article dates back about 6 months ago. And so it's kind of like, seeing where the market is now, by the time you guys hear this, you're already probably realize we're in a bear market. So some of these companies that made the top 15 from a reopening standpoint may be on a deep discount due to overall market declines in the S&P 500, as well as the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000, the Dow. You see it out there. So some quality names have been taking a beating. Some companies have been was considered oversold. Some not so much, because some sectors and industries, as well as the market overall, has been considered to be overpriced by many insiders and experts. So it's very interesting to see what opportunities may exist. You know, I like to always come at it, you know, from more of a fundamental approach and look under the hood and things of that nature. So we're going to jump right into the good stuff and pick up where we left off. And at number five, Caterpillar Inc. Cat, C-A-T, is there. Ticker and trade on the New York Stock Exchange, and says here that Caterpillar is an American manufacturer of construction and mining equipment. The company operates through three main segments: construction industries, resource industries, and energy and transportation. It says that most recently, at the time of this article, Caterpillar had saw growth in sales in all segments, with construction and resource industries reporting a 40% year-over-year growth. This growth was mainly driven by the resumption of construction activities. According to Citigroup, Caterpillar Inc. would benefit heavily from Joe Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan, as the company has a significant market share in heavy construction equipment. Recently, Baird raised its price target on CAT to $270 with an outperform rating on the shares. Caterpillar gained 54.5% in the past year. And it says at the time of this article, the hedge funds having positions in Caterpillar increased to 62 from 53 in the previous quarter, with the total value of the stakes at $5.2 billion. So you know what we got to do now? Of course, we need to walk around this vehicle known as Caterpillar. And not only do we walk around the vehicle, we take a look under the hood to see if this is a quality company worthy of our watch list or wish list. So I go to Yahoo Finance, where I love to go. Y'all can download the free Yahoo Finance app, follow along with me, or just pull up Yahoo Finance on your favorite device. You can just hit Yahoo space CAT, and more than likely, the first thing that'll pop up in your search engine will be this link to the Caterpillar stock. And so when we go ahead and walk around the hood, currently at the time of this article, time of this podcast, actually is $206 per share, a 2 week range, low of 179.67 and a high of 237.90. And it has a market capitalization of $100 billion. PE ratio 17.34, right in our sweet spot. We like to see PE ratios between 10 and 30, as PE ratios are a multiplier, essentially saying how much in stock price are you willing to pay for every $1 that company earns per share. So always like to look at PE ratios, because kind of like a price tag for the stock, if you will, at a glance. The price isn't really the price, so don't get caught up in stock price. It's other things that we look at to really see the value of a company, which can include market capitalization as well as PE ratios, depending on what perspective you're coming from. So anyway, according to Yahoo Finance, it has a one-year target of $235.80. That article we read earlier said $270. So either way, both of the numbers are higher than what it is today. Again, trading at $206. They have a beta of 0.93, so not too volatile of a stock.
Stop in at Black and White Look Optical, offering quality and affordable eye care and designer frames for the entire family. One pair for $39 or two pair for $60. Spice your look with a new set of specs, whether you need them or not. Serving in three convenient locations in Metro Detroit. Call 248-557-6444. That's 248-557-6444. Black and White Look Optical. Stop in today.
Dividend $4.80 a share, which represents a forward yield of 2.32%, which is it's a decent dividend. It's not amazing, but decent. We'll take it. That means that you really want to look at appreciation for this one. But we're gonna go on ahead and take a look at some other things with the company's profile. Caterpillar's in the industrial sector. The industry, farm and heavy construction machinery, and they have 107,700 full-time employees. The company, formerly known as Caterpillar Company, and changed its name to Caterpillar Inc. in 1986. This company was founded in 1925 and is headquartered in Deerfield, Illinois. You know, I would imagine that Caterpillar is going to probably do something pretty big in the year 2025, because that would be their centennial anniversary. And a lot of publicly traded companies do big things when they hit milestones of being in business, whether it's 10 years, 25, 50, and of course, 100. 100 years in existence of anything on the planet Earth is certainly worth celebrating, especially if it's a business. Okay, so I would imagine that in the next couple of years, Caterpillar has some something major planned and want to have some things to celebrate. I'm sure, again, like that article mentioned, out of that $2 trillion infrastructure deal, Caterpillar is in position to get, you know, some of that revenue, I'm sure, of those contracts, because they're on the Dow Jones 30. They're one of the 30, considered one of the 30 top companies in America, and been there on that list for quite some time. I got to do my due diligence, so I don't want to blur it out or not. But they may even potentially be a dividend aristocrat. Got to take a look and see the CAT. So we're going to go on ahead and take a look under the hood and see what's really good with Caterpillar. We hit the key statistics tab on Yahoo Finance, and we kind of focus our attention for the most part on the left side of the screen. Scroll down to the financial highlights. We start with profitability, gross profit margin, just over 12.25%. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, 15.5%. So far, so good. Two double-digit positive percentages for our first two ratios. We're going to go to management and effectiveness. So we see the return on assets for the trailing 12 months are just a little bit over 6.25% to the good. And return on equity for the trailing 12 months is 38% to the good. So far, all good. We have four key ratios we look up at first. And of those, three of the four are in double-digit percentages, and that's a good look. So we're going to go over to the income statement. Revenue, just over $52.5 billion of revenue, and that represents quarterly revenue growth year-over-year of 14.25%. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, just shy of $10.5 billion, and that's all to the good. And quarterly earnings growth year-over-year, kind of flat, coming in at just at 0.5%. It's 0.5% to the good, not to the minus. So we've looked at all these ratios for Caterpillar, and they're all positive so far. Balance sheet, total cash reported for the most recent quarter, just shy of $6.5 billion of cash in their war chest and their business checking account. Relative to total debt, long-term debt, $37.5 billion. Okay, so they don't have enough cash to just wipe out their debt. And a lot of, not just a lot of businesses, a lot of people, a lot of things don't just, can't just wipe out all their debt tomorrow, but they certainly have a strong enough cash position and enough revenue growth on the top line. If you think, look back, we're at 14.25% to the good. So they can keep driving that top line. They can drive more to the bottom line and manage that debt. So overall, everything looks good. I'm going to go over to the other side of the screen. If you're on a laptop or a tablet, you go to the right side of the screen. Otherwise, you can just scroll up if you're on your phone looking at the Yahoo Finance app. But I always go to the payout ratio when we look at the dividend, because I want to see how stressful is that dividend payment. And in the case of Caterpillar, their payout ratio is 36.5%. So basically, that's 36.5% of the bottom line is going back to shareholders in the form of a dividend payment. Anything less than 60%, I think, is like not stressing the company out. Some companies really like to pay a lot of dividends. The dividend payout ratio is way too high. Companies are more likely to suspend a dividend or cut it out outright because it's just challenging to maintain. But in the case of Caterpillar, I think they're all good, and this one checks out for me just fine.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, Ken, can we get a one-on-one session with you? Absolutely. Not only can you get a one-on-one session, you can even do private group sessions. Give us a call, 313-744-3489. Private stock market workshops, webinars, one-on-one sessions, private group sessions, speaking engagement workshops, whatever you need. We cover savings, banking, investing, real estate, credit, lending, taxes, insurance, and more. Give us a call, Bullish Institute, 313-744-3489. That's 313-744-3489.
So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to jump back into the article, and we're going to get to number four. But before we get to number four, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back on the Bullish Picks podcast.
Drone Logistics Services offer kids ages 8 to 16 a drone course that will teach you everything you need to know about drone technology. Starting with basic and advanced technology, the course will help you to learn how to fly a drone, fix a drone, code a drone, build a drone, create a drone flying course, flight simulator, and get insightful information about FAA rules and regulations. Check out the website, droneLS.org. That's droneLS.org. Drone Logistics Services. Give us a call today, 908-209-2794. That's 908-209-2794. 908-209-2794.
All right. We are back on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blank Sorrell. And we're chopping it up about the 15 best reopening stocks to buy now. N-O-W now. And I'm not telling you to go out here and run on buying these stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're just going to always start with what's on your watch list or wish list first, and we do our due diligence. That's actually the name of the article. It says in that 15 best reopening stocks to buy now. That's not me, Ken Blank Sorrell, nor any of the Bullish Picks or Bullish Institute family telling you to go out and buy this stuff right now. However, you may hear of a ticker or two or several that are worthy of your due diligence, your homework on your watch list and your wish list. And if you do the homework and you really find something that makes sense and it has a strong financial position and it has a solid business model and a lot of future growth prospects, hey, if it meets all of your criteria for your risk tolerance, then by all means, consider it for your watch list or wish list. And you never know, right? You got to start tracking it. It's always about the technical analysis as well. You got to know that side of the game, because the technical analysis will tell you when is a good time to enter and when is a good time to exit the trade. Because you can buy the right company at the wrong time. So even though some of these can check out to be good companies, want to make sure you're getting them at a great price, right? Good company, great price. You don't want to overpay for your stocks. So we're going to pick up where we left off, and we are on number four, which is Target Corporation. And they also are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and their ticker symbol is TGT. And they have 66 hedge fund holders of it at the time of this article. It says Target Corporation is a retail corporation and the eighth largest retailer in the United States. The company was founded in 1902 and has over 1,900 stores located in the U.S. Target Corporation reported strong results most recent quarter. The company's comparable sales grew by 23% with a 50% growth in digital sales. The company also expects mid to high single digit growth in comparable sales for the quarter to come, and also has increased its dividend by 32%. Wow, that's nice. The chief investment officer at Laffer Tangler Investment, Nancy Tangler, reported that Target Corporation could certainly benefit because of stores near populations, as 75% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Target store. Wow. Moreover, the company's initiative of same-day delivery of in-store purchases will help boost sales. Recently, Stifel raised its price target on Target to $280 per share with a buy rating on the shares. Target has delivered an 89.5% return to shareholders in the past year plus. And as of recently, 66 hedge funds tracked by Insider Monkey have positions in Target Corporation, up from 60 in the previous quarter. All right. It says LRT Capital Management released its first quarter 2022 investment letter mentioned Target in it, and this is what they had to say. And you got to read the article because it's quite a bit, and I'm not going to read what they have to say. But what I am going to do is walk around this hood, and then we're going to look at this vehicle and look under the hood and see if Target is the vehicle that can get us to our destination properly. Now, at the time of this, we're looking at the stock market right now. Target is trading at $142.70. 52-week range is $141.29. So it's essentially at the bottom of its 52-week range with a high of $268.98. So that's quite a bit of a spread. It's actually down. Year to date, Target is down 38.34%.
Today's episode is brought to you by CRC Financial. The great people over at CRC Financial, call them today and ask for a complimentary review of your current insurance, 401k, or annuity at 313-268-7205. That's 313-268-7205. Ask for Carla Wilson over at CRC Financial. Or for more information, visit crcfinancialllc.com.
All right. And however, over the last 5 years, Target is up 146% in the last 5 years. But over the last year, it's down 38%. So that could be for some folks a potential opportunity. Some people say, hey, we're sliding in our bear market territory. Maybe want to see it pull back a little bit more and then make an entry. Either way, we're going to walk around the vehicle and we see the Target Corporation. At the time of this podcast recording, it has a market capitalization just over $66 billion, PE ratio 11.78. Wow. And that's really, that looks very attractive. As you know, we like to see them between 10 and 30. And Target has a beta of 0.97. So they essentially move how the market moves. And they pay out a $4.32 per share dividend, which represents just shy of 3% yield. So just in line with old inflation, you know, we got to pay all this stimulus money and PPP and all that stuff back. So inflation in this time, this years is crazy high. But historically, inflation in the United States has averaged 3.22%. So getting this type of yield from Target is actually attractive. It has a one-year target, according to Yahoo Finance, of $189.31 a share. Significantly lower from what the article author had to say. So very interesting that, you know, different sources may have different sentiments. And you always want to see why. Because there's always a bull case. There's always a bear case. I always encourage you all to consider the bear case on any company. Even if you're thinking like rebound, still consider the bear case. Always consider the bear case. Never buy a stock that you're optimistic going short term or long term without considering the bear case. That's part of your homework and doing due diligence. Don't only look for the information that confirms your sentiment. Don't look for that. Try to be neutral and don't do your research that way. That's not fair to you or your portfolio. So try not to be biased in your research. Let the research and the facts guide you to an intelligent decision. So that being said, we're going to look under the hood at Target real quick. And their financial highlights report profit margins, gross margin just shy of 5.5% to the good. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, 7.5% to the good. Return on assets, ROA, just shy of 10% to the good. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months, 45.5% to the good. So far, all good. That's one of the four key metrics is in double digits, but all four are positive. On the income statement, revenue for the trailing 12 months for TGT, just shy of $107 billion, which represents quarterly revenue growth year over year at 4%. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, just under $10.7 billion. And they have quarterly earnings growth year over year down a negative 51.90%. So negative 52% on any metric is a red flag, right? You want to see why are their earnings down 52% as far as the quarterly earnings on a year-over-year basis. You would expect that more companies have been going up, not going down when they're considered like staples in the community. We want to investigate that because, you know, Target's been around for quite some time and has a cult-like following. So be consolidated some stores. But I'm just interested in how the earnings are reporting a negative 52% essentially direct. Balance sheet, total cash on hand for the most recent quarter, just over $1.15 billion, $1.15 billion. And relative to total debt, $17.35 billion in debt. So it's challenging. I mean, if you're only growing on the top line by 4%, and then your earnings growth are declining by 52%, but you got just over $1 billion of cash in the bank, but are $17 billion in the hole. Those numbers sound very alarming to me, because $1 billion doesn't sound like a lot of money to me in cash for a company with Target's name, reputation, and stature, especially when they have right here, Target Corporation is in the consumer defensive sector, discount stores industries that represents 450,000 employees. 450,000 employees, and you only got $1 billion of cash in the bank? That sounds scary to me. I don't know if that sounds scary to you. I would love to hear some feedback and see what you have to say. Community, we are here. Tapped in to the Bullish Picks podcast. Going down this list, count them down. The top 15 reopening plays. We're going to go ahead and take a quick pause for the calls here from one of our sponsors, maybe two. And then we'll be right back. And I'll be on number three on this countdown. We'll break into the top three. So stay tuned. You're tapped in to the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, Hunter Grant, Ken Blake Sorrell. And we'll be back.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.